industrial history. The production lines at the giant Ford engine plant in Bridgend will stop for the final time as the factory officially closes down. 1,700 people were working there when the closure was announced last year. Now, the company has blamed costs and changing customer demand. But it wasn't always like this. Back in 2001, the First Minister, Rhodri Morgan, announced a deal worth £240 million to build the new Jaguar V6 engines at the site.
What Ford does today, many other companies will wish to do tomorrow. It is a harbinger of good news. It is a signal that anybody who talks about manufacturing meltdown in Wales, or in Britain as a whole for that matter, doesn't really understand what's going on in the economy. Good news does come along in the end, and it frequently brings with it a wave of good news, indicating very clearly that manufacturing industry and manufacturing investment, and even manufacturing investment by global multinationals, does continue, it does go on, and we've got it here in spades today in Bridgend.
19 years on, though, it seems that Rhodri Morgan's optimism was short-lived. And as the departure of Ford marks the closing of one door, what harbingers of good news might be around the corner for the Welsh economy in the years to come? Brian Morgan is Professor of Entrepreneurship at Cardiff Metropolitan University and was formerly Chief Economist at the Welsh Development Agency. Hello, Brian. Good to have you on the programme.
Good evening, Gareth.
What is the future, then? These are highly paid, highly skilled jobs. There's no immediate other employment for a lot of those people to walk into.
Well, that's right, Gareth. There's no getting away from it that it's going to be a difficult few years for the people made redundant at the Ford plant. And it's also going to be difficult for the government in trying to replace those jobs and to reskill people to get to take advantage, really, of the new employment opportunities. But I think, you know, even at this difficult time, I mean, as Rhodri Morgan said in that clip there, you know, good news eventually comes along in the end. Even at this difficult time, we shouldn't lose sight of the significant economic opportunities that are out there. I mean, it might look bleak, but in the longer term, other industries will expand and new ones will be created. That's the way the economy works, and that's the way it's always worked.
Where should we be looking at the moment, then?
Well, I think there are real opportunities out there, and we've got to make sure the Welsh economy is in a position to grasp them. For example, even in the automotive sector, which is suffering at the moment, there's currently a significant move, for example, towards electric cars. These cars are going to need sophisticated batteries and other components to allow this new industry to grow and to flourish. Wales, you know, could really position itself to be a key player in this new electric car industry. I mean, Aston Martin is already gearing up to produce electric vehicles at St. Athens, and that huge industrial site, you know, could be used for battery manufacturers and other elements in the supply chain.
Who should drive that, then? No pun intended, but who should get behind that to try and bring those companies here?
Well, you know, it would be the position at the moment of the Welsh government. I mean, the office, the Organisation for Economic and Community Development, the OECD, has said, you know, that perhaps in Wales we do need to develop a more focused economic development agency because, you know, Scotland's got one, Ireland's got one. You know, they didn't get rid of theirs when we got rid of ours. And in fact, they've invested more, as have other countries around the world, in specialised economic development agencies. Mm-hmm. And I think it wouldn't be a bad thing for Wales if we went down that particular route. Because even in 2001, when Rhodri Morgan was giving his talk on your programme earlier on, as it were, that review, you know, that was the Welsh Development Agency bringing in jobs yet again.
Yeah, and look, I'm just wondering if, and the Welsh government, Ken Skates, we spoke to earlier, seemed to be hinting at smaller, medium-sized enterprise homegrown companies. Is that perhaps the way Wales should go? You look at what's happened with Ford at Sony. There was pretty much next door in the town of Bridgend. They're obviously still in Pencoed. Llanwern, the steelworks there. When big companies come in from abroad, they can up and go. That's perhaps less likely to happen if you've got homegrown indigenous industry.
Well, you're absolutely right, Gareth. We do need homegrown and indigenous companies. And there are, of course, a lot going on, actually, in the biotech, fintech and creative industry sector. There's also a lot going on in the energy sector at the moment. And that's, I think, where the investment needs to be. We don't need to be worried, I don't think, about big new companies coming in from abroad. We could do with a few more. You know, it's a sort of a twin-track strategy we need here. You know, we need big inward investors. We also need to develop our indigenous supply industries because these quite often are the supply chains for the big inward investments. There's no problem here. And in the marine energy industry, you know, we could invest in the infrastructure in the Severn estuary, in a Severn tidal bar to produce renewable energy, It will also help perhaps drive the hydrogen economy, which a lot of people think is going to be the next big thing for the whole economy.
Good to speak to you. Thank you very much, indeed. That's Professor Brian Morgan. Listening to that is Susie Davis, Conservative MS for South Wales West. Bridgend is on her patch. Good afternoon. Good to speak to you.